Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
I'm not going to go for prom with him, Mike Jason.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Is on Rutledge and Hamilton.
I don't know if I will go as far as you will.
With Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton.
All right, boys.
All right.
Be good.
Presented by Coors Light.
The man, the myth, the legend, Jason Wilde, joining us now. Matt Hamilton and I are live at Marcus Cinema. We're going to get a private screening of the movie Mel about Craig Carmazin's father. So we're excited to see that in a little bit. And Jason, I asked the audience a question, and I was blown away. Because after the Buffalo game against the Eagles.
And we've doubled down on it, too.
Right. I saw a few Packer fans tweet out, like, maybe they'll get Sean McDermott as their defensive coordinator next year. And I honestly feel like Packer fans owe Joe Barry an apology for his performance this year with all of the injuries and all the pressure put on him by an underperforming offense until very recently. To have a top 10 scoring defense and a top 10 pass defense is applaudable. I know there's a lot of talent there, but it feels like Joe Barry now is just getting picked on. Regardless of what this defense does, nobody wants to give it any credit. Am I insane for thinking that maybe he's holding a little bit of an apology? Because they've showed up every week outside of one Detroit game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's owed an apology. He doesn't deserve people still arguing that he should get fired. I mean, I just, you know, what do we say about players sometimes? He's just a guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's been a bad defensive coordinator, but like, here's my problem with the league. I don't want to sound like Tom Brady here, because Lord knows I'm not nearly as accomplished, despite the man, the myth, the legend intro there. But like, I just think there's a lot of really bad offensive football. And so, yeah. You know, numbers, and especially depending on who you play, like, hey, if they are able to squelch the Chiefs, win or lose, if they're able to keep Mahomes and company, who has been inconsistent, right, if we're being honest about their offense.
Yep. Matt Nagy's running it. Of course they have been.
Nice. Spoken like a true Bears fan. I would have expected that. But if, you know, if they're able to hold them in check, then we can have a little bit more of a conversation about apologies and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't think he deserves scorn, but I don't think I'm ready to be issuing any mea culpas or apologies to him either. Like, I think he's been decent. And that should not get you fired, nor should it get you mountains and mountains of praise, in my opinion.
I think that's fair. I do want to point out Chris Orr, as part of Rutledge and/or Hamilton, has a term that apparently Badger players have used. They call him a NARP, a non-athletic regular person. that's what they call guys who are just the guys.
Yeah.
I like NARP. I thought that was funny, Jason. I thought I'd share that with you. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So who among us are NARPs?
I think we're all NARPs. At least, well, maybe not Matt.
Matt Hamilton is a gold medalist.
He's not athletic, though.
Oh,
you're not
I'm
a regular
athletic.
Person.
I'm athletic.
You're not a regular person, though. Me,
yes,
Prime, and Wilde are all NARPs. You are a gold medalist.
Yeah. That's right. Put a little respect on it.
All right, there you go. My bad.
Yeah. Jason, so my whole thing with Jordan Love so far this year is I wanted to see him string together multiple weeks. And right now, I'd say a week against Pittsburgh and now two good weeks in a row. What are we thinking right now on Jordan Love? Where's he falling on your Love-o-meter?
I'm loving him all the way to Canton, Ohio. Pro Football Hall of Famer. So, look, first of all, I'm never, ever going to complain about this job because, I always point this out. My dad worked at a factory for 40 years. Him and his buddies work. I don't work. I mean, sometimes with especially Jesse, it feels like work. But generally speaking, it's not that bad, right? And so when I say this, keep it in perspective in terms of what exactly it's like to try and do this job. But I'm a little. I do find myself slightly frustrated with just the level of pendulum swinging back and forth, right? Like,
yeah.
a month ago, it was, this guy's not the guy. We've seen what we need to see. He's not the guy. And now it's, you know, and I've been talking about this, and I haven't heard back from the league. I wanted to get clarification on it from the league. But I am of the belief that you cannot extend a contract of a player that you already extended within 12 months. So now we've got people that want to sign him to, you know, a four-year, $160 million extension in the span of a month. And so for me, somewhere in between there is the reality that he's played well, and we should be really excited about that. You know, I've made it very clear that as a dude, I really like Jordan. I just do. I like what he's about. I like the way he treats people. I like, you know, I would like to see him come out of his shell a little bit for those of us that would like a little more, you know, quote-worthy press conferences. But that'll hopefully come as he gets more comfortable. But I really like him, and I'm happy for him. But I think he's got a couple of clunkers left in him this season. And whether it's the offense or it's him or a combination of both or it's the young guys or whatever else, like, you know, I just don't think that we have to make proclamations like all the time. And that part has been exhausting for me. And so I think if we take it in a very realistic and measured view, he's improved a ton and he's looked really good lately. And that's encouraging, but, you know, and I hate to go back to this, but I feel like this is always the cautionary tale of why, and I'm not saying he's going to turn out to be this guy. Jim knows exactly what I'm going to say, but there were times where Bears fans really thought Trubisky was the guy. I mean, in 18, look at his interception to touchdown ratio. It was really good. He went to the Pro Bowl.
They won the division.
And
they slayed the Aaron Rodgers dragon. So, yeah.
Right. And so I think we should just enjoy the fact that he's shown a lot of growth lately and, you know, kind of pump the brakes on all the other proclamation stuff because it is encouraging. It's awesome. And if you're a Packers fan, this sure as hell beats what you were enduring for that 4-week stretch where he got the ball late in games. And whether, again, if it was him or the young guys around him or a combination of all of the above, they didn't get it done. They had a chance to go win those games, they didn't. And it wasn't the defense giving the game back. It was them not getting it done. And now he's gotten it done, and then he also had a really good game against the Lions where he didn't have to go win it at the end. He played really well throughout. And so I love the encouraging signs, and I think they're awesome. And for you, Matt, as a diehard, you know, Coors Light drinking, I saw your social media post where I hope you were in different outfits, so I feel fairly confident that you didn't drink them all in that short span of a video. But as a Coors Light drinking diehard Packers fan, I think all I would ask of you is that you enjoy this, brace yourself for some more growing pains, but feel encouraged that there's more reason to believe he's the guy now than there was a month ago. Because there were reasons to be concerned about his completion percentage, about his accuracy, about all those things. But be prepared, because there's 6 games left, and whether it's Sunday night against a blitz-happy, very good defense, or it's against, like, I don't know, the Giants or the Buccaneers, somebody that you think he should play well against and he doesn't, there's going to be some, you know, 2 steps forward, 1 step back kind of moments. And that doesn't mean that he's not any good. And just as it doesn't mean that after stringing what I believe are 3 good games together, that he's definitely arrived and he's definitely going to be the guy for the next decade.
So I will say, as a Packer fan, I was pretty excited to go into a game knowing I'm an underdog and then watch my team pull off a victory. Like, that's pretty unfamiliar waters for us Packer fans as of late. So that was actually a pretty cool Thanksgiving experience, I will say. that I have not had for quite a long time. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I mean, I guess the one stat that I regret not realizing was that the Lions haven't won a Thanksgiving game since 2016.
It's wild.
That's insane. Like, even now that they're good, they still can't do it now? Like, that's wild to me. But, yeah, they Jared Goff did not play well, but the Packers had a lot to do with him not playing well.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he just stunk all by his lonesome, and it wasn't the Packers influencing that. So,
well, it was the moon.
Again.
It was the moon.
That's what I heard. Waxing
prior
gibbous.
To the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, waxing gibbous.
Jason, I love talking quarterback stuff with you, but I also think there's something here with the, I don't know if it's branding, but like the Packers, you've gone from Favre into Rodgers, and now it's like, okay, Jordan Love will be the next one, and they're winning a little bit, but it's like in Chicago, and the fan base is doing this well, Justin Fields, over the last like four games he's played, I want to say has 11 or 12 touchdowns, two interceptions, and a QB rating for the whole season that's higher than Jordan Love, yet everyone there is basically ready to write him off, including national media. So it is funny. So I always just try to say, like, Packer fans, put Jordan Love in a different uniform, and then what would you say about him? And I think that's kind of the way you really should be defining what you think about Jordan Love, is that if he wasn't your guy in a uniform where you're used to seeing great quarterback play, would you think he's more along the lines of an average QB so far this year?
He wouldn't be on my fantasy football team.
Well, there you go. But it's throughout the league. You go Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz. There's been guys who have had a couple good seasons and fall off the face of the earth. So I do think it's also, for me, a point to be like, man, Aaron Rodgers was really damn good because he was basically the guy and never really faltered for a very long period of time. And I don't know if we'll see that in the NFL outside of Mahomes for a long time.
Yeah, I don't think it's branding, but I understand what you're saying. What I think it is being shampooed and conditioned with belief one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like, I just think Bears fans have been conditioned to believe that their guy sucks. And the Packers fans are conditioned to believe that our next guy's going to be good. Now, again, if there are fans that are putting him in the same sentence as the other two, I would, again, be the voice of calm reason that would say, let's slow our roll a little bit. But, again, be very excited about the last three games and be hopeful. Like, I'm sorry. I think ESPN has them at a 43% likelihood of making the playoffs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy who picked them to go 6-11. They're surpassing that as long as Jordan Love stays healthy. And, Jesse and Tausch got after me today for saying this. But, like, look throughout the league. There's a ton of teams that have lost their quarterbacks. So,
at least for a few games.
Right, and I don't want to see that because, I mean, not only do I like Jordan, but more importantly, from an evaluation standpoint, it's great that you feel good if you're the Packers about what you've seen these 3 weeks, but, like, you want all 17 games of evaluation stuff, too. Like, you don't want to have him miss four games, and then who knows what he's like when he comes back, right? Like, I hope he stays healthy and we get a full 17-game evaluation of him. And then whatever we end up with next year, 8-9 games before either we see that they've decided and they extend him, or we get that far and we're like, oh, now I'm having second thoughts, because kind of like a pitcher going through the batting order three times, you know, sometime next year, teams have a better idea of how to defend him, and he's not quite as good. I love what I've seen from him. And
yes,
if that's enough for now, I think that's what we should kind of embrace.
Yeah, to that point, I just saw ESPN's up here, the countdown. Jordan Love, 15 touchdowns, zero interceptions against man defense. So
yeah.
You know there's going to be a lot of zone defense coming his way very, very soon.
Yeah.
As teams try to figure out what they can do to slow him back down a little bit. Jason, we'll look forward to talking to you. There's a chance I'll be at that Chiefs game running into my old college roommate, Cale Kirby. So I'll try to say hello if I get up to that Chiefs game.
I heard a rumor of that possibility, so I will wait for your smiling face to cross my path.
Dreams do come true, Jason.
I will do my best to get up there, Jason. All right, thank you.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.